Absolutely intercultural.
Fullständig interkulturell.
Absolut interkulturell.
Absolutamente intercultural.
Absolutely intercultural.
Hello and welcome to show 169 of our podcast, Absolutely Intercultural. My name is Laurent Borgmann, and today our show will be all about intercultural intensive programs. During the past months, our international exchange students have experimented with citizen journalism. They tried it out as a preparation for an intensive program in Izmir, Turkey. This seminar looked at journalism from different perspectives. One of the aims was also to develop strategies for working efficiently in intercultural teams with students from several different European countries. In the end, the students even created their own intercultural newspaper, which was presented on the last day. Have you had the opportunity to work in an intercultural team yourself, including absolute strangers from different cultural backgrounds? Do you think such intensive programs could be helpful for your future career, improving your intercultural people skills? Now, in our first category, Absolutely Diverse, I interviewed Talia from Australia, who is doing her study abroad here in Europe. She took part in the seminar in Izmir and was amazed by the variety of aspects the lecturers addressed.
Where the different lecturers would present one point or aspect of journalism, so we would get to see a large variety of what journalism actually is.
Judith from Hungary, who also took part in the intensive program, describes how the students tried their hands at citizen journalism as a practical preparation for the seminar in Turkey.
We created a blog where we published intercultural experiences. We collected experiences during the whole semester.
In our second category, Absolutely Shocked, we play an example of this audio blog for you. Talia shares her intercultural incident in Germany, where she was confronted with nudity in a public place and was not at all prepared for this.
Look at this. I couldn't even speak. I was that shocked. I was like, oh my God, oh my God, for about 5 minutes.
In our third category, Absolutely Erasmus, students will give us some reasons why intensive programs like Interjour deserve funding from the European Erasmus program. They point out that the intercultural learning did not stop at the end of the lectures, but also happened during the students' spare time, for example, when they visited a typical Turkish bath.
One day I was invited to go to a hammam, which is a Turkish bath. Us guys went there and we had to basically strip down and get massaged and cleaned by these big Turkish guys.
In our last category, Absolutely Helpless, Rika from Corvinus University in Budapest will tell us about an intercultural experience she made. If you assume that as a foreigner you can exchange money in a Turkish bank, you may be in for a surprise.
And I showed the bills, the euro bills that I wanted to exchange. The lady there first told me something in Turkish, which I didn't understand.
But now let us start with the show. During the last semester, some of our international exchange students created an intercultural blog, absolutely-intercultural.blogspot.de. In order to try their hands at citizen journalism as a preparation for a 2 weeks Erasmus intensive program in Izmir, Turkey. The seminar was all about journalism. Lecturers and students from 5 different countries met in one university. They learned and worked in international groups and spent their free time together for 2 weeks. Both teachers and students have the chance to develop internationally and improve their social skills by working in teams with people from different cultural backgrounds. In our first category, Absolutely Diverse, let us listen to Talia. I asked her what the seminar in Turkey had felt like.
Well, to me, it kind of felt like a big excursion. It was full of adventure. And in our group, we had 3 Australians, 1 Hungarian and 1 German. And we came over to Turkey for a conference, and the topic was journalism. And there were 2 other groups, a group from Hungary and a group from Belarus, so White Russians. And there were also a group from Turkey itself. And we'd have a full day full of lectures where the different lecturers would present one point or aspect of journalism. So we would get to see a large variety of what journalism actually is, not just one topic, which was really good. And of the evenings, we would all go out and experience traditional Turkish culture, whether it be eating or tasting their alcohol and grapes. And we went on a few excursions to Ephesus. So this conference, we really got to see the culture, not only experience the conference as learning, but learn about the culture and the people, which was really interesting. The German group did their topic on citizen journalism. So we gave this point or aspect of journalism and presented how an ordinary person can give a story and it can be published and it can have a real impact on the world. And that was the main focus.
Is this experience really worth skipping 2 weeks of your semester?
If I had to do it again, I definitely would. There were lots of people had difficulties trying to get those 2 weeks off, but it was so worth it and so manageable that I wouldn't have done it any other way. It was a great experience that I'll bring with me for the rest of my life.
Talia has a point. During the graduation ceremony at my university, sometimes students come up to me to apologize for the fact that they may have forgotten a lot of what I taught them during their studies. But that they will carry with them the intercultural experience of one of these intensive seminars for the rest of their lives. Let us listen to another participant, Judith from Hungary, who will give us some more information about the experience and the preparatory class intercultural business simulations.
I had a course called International Business Simulations, and the students from that course had the opportunity to participate on this Erasmus intensive program, which was in Turkey, Izmir.
So what is an intensive program?
It means that we had lectures every day for 2 weeks, and on weekends, of course, we had trips. We learned how to make a newspaper, how to write newspaper articles, and not only theoretically, but at the end of the seminar, we could create a real newspaper. We prepared with quite a big project on the course International Business Simulations. We created a blog and where we published intercultural experiences. We collected experiences during the whole semester. We recorded them as audio files, edited them and published.
So the students tried out citizen journalism as a preparation for their joint seminar in Turkey. During this preparation, the group produced short audio files which describe their intercultural experiences in a foreign country. In our next category, Absolutely Shocked, let us listen to one of these reports. We have to warn you that this section contains quite a bit of nudity. Good thing this is not a video blog.
Lots and lots of nudity, actually. it was a really sunny day, and me and two other Australians went to Cologne to have some adventures and explore. And we found ourselves on a sky rail, so a little box that goes over the skyline.
Ah, the kind of sightseeing thing where you see the world from above.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. And so we were all looking at the surroundings, enjoying ourselves when we were halfway through our trip. And I looked down. And then three words come out of my mouth. Oh my God. I was looking down and seeing naked people swimming in a pool.
And you were going overhead with the SkyTrain, right?
Exactly. And I looked at my friends and was like, there's naked people swimming below us. And they had the weirdest look on my face. Like, why is Talia lying? Like, what is she doing? And I was just like, guys, look at this. I couldn't even speak. I was that shocked. I was like, oh my God. Oh my God. For about 5 minutes.
So why were these people naked?
It looked like some sort of a spa or a retreat.
Oh, okay.
Where they had saunas, or that's the only thing I could think of, where they wouldn't be having bathers suits on. So,
right, yes, yeah. We have these big places where you sometimes get 5, 6, 7 different kinds of sauna. And so these people were outside taking fresh air.
Yeah, outside, and we were going straight over the top of them. So automatically all of us got our cameras out and started taking pictures of this bizarre sight, because it was so weird for us to see naked people underneath
now,
us.
I must say I'm a little less shocked about that. So why would you be so shocked if you saw some naked people?
In Australia, that just really doesn't happen. And I spoke to a few Germans about my story and explained it the exact same way. And they couldn't see a problem with what I was telling them. And I was like, guys, there was naked people swimming in a pool. But they thought it was something really normal for them.
Okay, so would any kind of nudity be out of the question in Australia? Would you, for example, would you never see your parents naked?
Never. If you go to the shower, you come out of the shower with a towel on, or you bring your clothes into the bathroom with you. You don't walk around the house naked. Never.
Okay, yeah. So how about with your friends? Would you ever go swimming in a lake or something without any clothes on?
Not unless you're skinny dipping, but that's a very rare, rare occasion.
Explain that. So what happens when you go skinny dipping?
Skinny dipping is normally very dark at night, and nobody can see you, and it's a very little rebel sort of thing to do. So, yes, but it's a very rare occasion that you'll ever go skinny dipping, ever. So, yes.
So let's move on to our third category, absolutely Erasmus. You may be asking yourself how these international seminars can be financed in times where all universities are hit by severe budget cuts. You're right. Such complex international projects can be quite expensive. 25 students and lecturers have to travel by airplane and trains to the partner university. And once they are in the foreign country, they need accommodation and food too. The costs for these international experiences could be an insurmountable problem for students. In order to lower that hurdle, students who are interested in intercultural experiences are supported by funding programs like the European Erasmus program, which covers part of their costs. What is your opinion about subsidizing international student excursions with European taxpayers' money? Is this money really well spent? Matthew, Talia and Lucy are going to give us some reasons why such study trips should be sponsored. I asked them whether the international meeting in Izmir was worth all the effort, and Matthew told me that the trip had managed to take him out of his comfort zone.
It's definitely worth it. You meet so many new people and you try so many new things. It's such a great way to get out of your comfort zone, because living overseas for 2 weeks it just opens your eyes and forces you to do new things that you wouldn't normally do.
Can you give me an example what you did to get out of your comfort zone?
One day I was invited to go to a hammam, which is a Turkish bath, and that was really interesting. Us guys went there and we had to basically strip down and get massaged and cleaned by these big Turkish guys. And that was definitely something that I never thought I'd do in my life.
Intensive seminars are sponsored by the Erasmus program, at least partly. So don't you think that this should be paid by the students or their parents instead?
I think if students had to pay, not as many people would go on them. Okay. I think it's really important that they're sponsored by the Erasmus, because more people will go, and this makes the participants think more about the different cultures, because they're trying new things, meeting new people, and so they get to have a better understanding about different cultures and the way things work in different parts of the world. And I think being more accepting of different cultures is definitely something we need in this world.
Definitely. From my perspective, it really helped for people to go over and promote this university and integrate different students. There were so many different nationalities, and as a result, there's students travelling from the different universities and institutes and integrating yourself. It's such a good cause and it's really worthwhile. I think they should continue doing them, definitely.
I think the main outcome is that the students are kind of put into a situation where they have to learn to meet people from different countries and be able to communicate them on the first day, from day one. Okay. So that is the most intensive part. You've got to kind of, say, introduce yourself and then start working together and start pretty much living together, which is really good. Networking mainly, I think. We got to network with a lot of people we never would which was really, really interesting. And now I can say that I can travel to Hungary and I'll have someone that I know, travel to Poland and I'll have someone I know, which I never would have said 6 months ago.
Even with the European funding, of course, the participants of the seminar in Turkey also needed to exchange some money from euros to Turkish liras. In our last category, absolutely helpless, one lecturer shares how something simple like exchanging money can turn into an intercultural learning process too. Rika from Corvinus University in Budapest, Hungary, shares her trouble in a bank.
Well, when I arrived at the airport, I exchanged money, but it was not enough to cover all my costs for the whole time of the IP. So I decided to exchange some more money. So to say, innocently, I thought that banks are for people to exchange money as well. So I asked our Turkish students, where is there a bank where I could exchange money? Mm-hmm. And then I went to the bank, and apparently it was the right place because the security guard asked me whether I wanted to exchange euros or dollars. And then when I got to the counter and I showed the bills, the euro bills that I wanted to exchange, the lady there first told me something in Turkish, which I didn't understand.
Okay.
And then she went to the office, and a minute later her superior came. She was explaining something and she wasn't looking for any liras to exchange my euros into liras. And in the end, it was very obvious that she would not give me liras. And
oh, dear. So how did you get your money then?
Well, actually, at that point, we stopped communicating and I left the bank. And I was lucky to meet a Turkish student who is also attending the seminar. And I asked him to help me. So we went back to the bank together, and he then managed to exchange my euros. But at that point, he went to the counter, and I just waited for him.
So did the Turkish student have an explanation for that? Did you ask him?
Yes, I asked him afterwards what was happening and why they didn't exchange the euros for me. And it turned out that if you want to exchange money in a, let's say, normal bank in Turkey, there you need a tax number. So you need to be a citizen of Turkey, a local person. And then I asked the Turkish student, if I hadn't known him, where would I have to
exchange
the money?
For the next week,
yes. So then he told me that there are kind of tourist offices where tourists who don't have this particular tax number would be able to exchange money.
So apparently we should never assume that institutions abroad work in the same way as the ones in our home countries. Now, that's it for today. We've heard a lot about intercultural experiences of exchange students taking part in an intensive program. These international encounters take the students out of their comfort zones inside and outside the classroom. Intensive programs can sometimes be sponsored. We heard some good reasons why the European taxpayers' money is well spent on these intercultural field trips. And in the end, Rika gave us an example of a typical surprise abroad and how we can sometimes find it difficult to find out why such things happen when we are traveling. Please check out our website, absolutely-intercultural.com, to get more information about this and previous episodes. Also, you can find us on YouTube at our brand new Absolutely Intercultural YouTube channel. If you liked the show, please like us on Facebook too. Our next show will be coming to you from Anne Fox in Denmark on the 6th of September. Until then, bleiben Sie absolut interkulturell. Absolutely intercultural.
Vollständig querkulturell.
Absolut interkulturell.
Absolutamente intercultural.
Absolutely intercultural.